The thoughts and opinions of the Ninja Please podcast are just that. These are just jokes, people. So, smoke a don't be one. They're Outkast at last tour in Atlanta. That year was Kendrick Lamar. The internet was the next year, 2015. But I did the fucking BET Awards for MTV and shit.
So this was what year?
2014.
You said that's one of the best years you had.
One of the best years I had when y'all was talking about that shit. I used to walk up fucking Stone Mountain Park with a 50-pound weight vest twice a day. Like, I was in the best shape of my fucking life. I was filming documentaries. My homegirl scratched this nigga's paint job on this Lamborghini, taking pictures. I knew better, like, don't get on this nigga's shit. Get in front of it, squat down. She scratched that nigga's shit with her foot.
Like, wow, foot? How can her
foot? Her heel.
Her heel. Oh, her shoe.
No. Yeah, her shoe.
Shit.
Yeah, bro. I had fucking, like, three different fucking cameras. Like, yeah, 2014 was a...
That was a golden-ass year.
You see a Lamborghini sky blue like that, I'm not fitting the fuck up.
Yeah, that's why I was in front of it.
Right, exactly.
Jail photo.
Right, exactly. I'm not touching you.
She got her fine ass on that shit and was like, skeet! Like, oh, we gotta go.
Nah, you gotta have right good now. Years, man. You gotta have good years. I'm hoping this year will be a good year. It's already off to a good start, man. I don't think I had a bad day so far. And that shit just been feeling good to be able to even say that. Because it's been some challenges, you know, it's been some challenges with everything. But this year, done so far, so good, bro. I ain't gonna even lie.
Bro, we got a movie to shoot next.
We got a movie, you know.
A short film.
Yeah, man, this shit coming, you know. Everything done, feel like thing lining up. And I had some lessons. Last night during my sleep, bro, I just had this crazy out-of-body experience. And it's like, damn, you know, I ain't really expect that. But, you know, it's like I've been doing my yoga every day. Every day, certain amount of push-ups, certain amount of crunches. Like, fuck that. I'm going to be in Creed 4.
Make sure when you wake up, praise the sun. To the east, bro.
I do sun salutations, man. I have a song.
Put your butthole to the. You put your butthole to the sun.
No, man. I only do my own. I be in my boxers though, because that's my most comfortable.
Sun salutations, then, son. You doing sun meditation?
The sun rises in the east, and my windows.
We ain't doing that.
You gotta put your butthole. You gotta put your butthole to the sun.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me paint a picture for you. I have in this. Outside the studio, I have a wooden room. And when the wooden room is filled with light, that is like the best time for me to do my practices. Because you get the natural sun, you get the light, you get the heat, you know. And then, you know, that's where you just, I kind of work out, do my little shit. But, you know, I do acknowledge that presence of just like energy and like all that thing that kind of just like build you up and it, you know, flows through you. You really feel in touch. If that's your intent, is to get in touch with that. This is not, you know, I'm not finna pull out a bunch of crystals and measure your chakras, motherfuckers. I'm just here to tell you that I'm doing good for me, and what's working for me is working for me. I hope that you find what's working for you. Look inward, find your inner strength, and do what the fuck you got to do. As Yami would say, push past your limits. That's what I want everybody to do, push past your limits. Everybody got limits. Shout out to Black Clover. Black Clover, like I said, is the most inspirational anime of all time.
Push past your limits, but don't overexert yourself. If you know that this is not for you, Don't do that.
Wise man knows his limitations.
Mm-hmm. No, because the whole entire principle is to know thyself.
Don't end up being a girl.
You got to know what you are, who you are, and that'll shape.
Because you never know when that type of shit going, you know, pop up. Like, you know, when some shit hit the fan, man, you got to... It's life or death situations, man. And I hate to harp in the back to this shit, man, but niggas are dying over... craziest things, stupidest shit. When I pulled up to over the Star Labs, I was riding down the street and it was just a nigga in the middle of the street. I'm like, damn, why is this nigga in the middle of the street walking crazy? Like, so I'm just driving along, and typically, you know, you know he young, so he let that one. Hey, nigga, young, get your young ass out of the street, nigga.
No,
bro. When I was riding past the brother, he had the Pooh Shiesty mask on and he was just looking crazy, but his hand was. I know the emotion. Like, his hand was like he had his hand on his shit. Like, he's looking for some shit.
I mean, it's... I done heard a lot of negative stories between these tornadoes, between just daily life and a lot of crazy shit that's going down. It's... shit done got really bad with, like,
Black Lives Matter co-founder's cousin.
And I hate that I watched that video, and I don't want to start this pod off with that. I came across it on Twitter, and I saw it, and I didn't read the headline, because you know how it is. You'll see a reel, you seeing this nigga, and you thinking you're going to see something that's going to be, okay, what the hell is this going on? And then when you keep watching it, you like, hold up. And then I seen the article, and I was like, that video's from that. So that was the dude. Damn, because now it done resonated and hit me like, damn, bro, I watched somebody get tased to death. I watched the last month for somebody's life, and I don't like
to do that.
I don't want to do that, bro. I don't, bro. It's like, it's so much effort going into desensitizing people in all forms about all things. You can say it's a conspiracy. I can't prove it. This is my hypothesis. I believe that there is an intent to get all of you individuals listening to this to just really get to a point where certain shit don't bother you as much as it should, which is funny because we're in a time where we complain about people being sensitive about shit because people are being sensitive about shit, but the ultimate underlying purpose is
get you desensitized to shit.
It's a lot of shit you get desensitized to just being human.
You already have a preconceived response to it, so you don't even think about when you respond to it. It's like, oh, they talk about that. Oh, Yeah, that's whatever.
And it's constant conditioning. Everything is conditioned you to feel a certain type. Like I was saying that you're here later on. Like I was saying, I was speaking to someone and they see feet and think, oh, that is a fetish. I see feet and I think
those are feet.
But that doesn't. It's not meant to discredit those who know. They know more than I do. But my reality and my perception is, I didn't even look at it that way. And that's ignorance. I guess you could say that's ignorance is bliss. But ultimately, I think, like, it's just too much. We're drowning the information, so you can't remain blissfully ignorant because that's offensive with the availability of all the information that you can really find.
Mirror tights or some shit like that. It was another anime that was similar to that on some Quentin Tarantino shit. This motherfucker light feet or light chicks who wore those sheer
tights. Oh, tights. Yeah, anime about tights. Yeah. I ain't never seen that.
It was only like four episodes or like six episodes or something, but it was all about that. Every episode was about a girl who tried on some tights or some shit. Or every episode, she ended up wearing these tights, and you could see they were either black or white or sheer or whatever, and you could see through it. You could see her feet, and she put the bitches on and all that kind of shit and whatever. I was like, I know what y'all trying to do. I know what y'all like.
Like I said, man, in today's time, you really got to.
That's what they do.
No, man. Macchio told me one time, I remember I came over his crib and I had some slides on, no socks. This nigga did not let me in the house. He eventually did, but he made it be known. This is the first and last time you come over my house without socks on.
No socks on. What the hell? Like, yeah, I was like, bro.
This nigga's like, bro, you like boundaries, nigga. Like,
hell yeah,
nigga,
like, bro, I hate feet, dog.
Like, bro, like, you trying me right now.
And I hate him.
I sat enough for it. He was like, yeah, man, you gonna have to go, dog. Like,
yep. I hate feet, dog.
And I was like, damn, for real? Because I thought he was just fucking with me. He's like, nah, bro, like, you gonna need to go home and put some socks on, my G.
And see, the funny thing is, he's got the story about the feet, and then my other homeboy got the story about back when
why
I was
you
going
to this nigga house with no socks.
It was summertime.
It don't matter. Niggas wear whatever, but I don't like feet. I hate that shit. But
light skin.
Oh, here you
go. Yeah, see? That too. But on the other side of that.
Not allowed in certain spaces.
My homeboy, I went to his house and, you know, shit went down. And I get ready to go in there and I'm like.
I'll socks it.
No, it wasn't the socks. I mean, it was just like. Foot as a whole.
This nigga would never do yoga, bro. Like,
I do yoga.
Not with people.
Feet, though.
People like, Nah, because I knew what it was with you when we had, like, no, because we was, like, doing some Florida, like, pool shit. Because he had them cool, no, he had them cool-ass, like, pool socks that got the damn toe things. Mm. So, he like, him and Z were the only people that I ever met that had them, because I could never find them in the store. And this was before Amazon. Yeah. Yep. So, they got them, and I'm like, damn, I ain't never seen them in the store. Like, damn, like, I'm out here barefooted, bro, because it is what it is. But he got the damn shit with the grip on it and stuff like that with the toe, you know what I'm saying, with the toes. I'm like, damn, like, them shit's hard. But whenever we went and did some shit with water,
the niggas who had them, like, got them from, like, Australia or something. We were like, hey, they got this shit from Australia, bro. We can't find that shit nowhere.
I'm not about to be out here barefoot and all that shit. I don't like it.
I ain't gonna lie to you, though, but if I leave the country and I hit the water, I'm putting Speedo on. Think what you goddamn want.
Soon as I leave the states,
if I hit the water, it's Speedo. Fuck it.
Listen, the only place, there's only two places that is acceptable in.
Ain't no way in the fuck.
It's not even acceptable. It's just what they do there, because them niggas is weird and light skinned too. South America and parts, and I say parts of Europe, nigga, not all parts. Parts of Europe. And all parts of Europe don't even got beaches, nigga.
But she gonna see all parts of this, my nigga, because I'm funny.
You do that shit in Africa, nigga. They throwing spears at you.
My mama's French, hey, so I understand. But I said,
bro, I'm not fucking with the Euro stuff. I don't know what the fuck you think, bro. Like, shit.
Nigga, somebody hit him with the Euro.
But nigga, I'm trying to be in Creed 4, my niggas. I'm finna be in 303 and Creed 4. And once I get there, it's like, oh yeah, bro, I'm be sexiest nerd alive.
See,
nigga,
the only difference, like, is, bro, you've been on a cruise ship. I don't
know, boy. You got a long way to go, because Jonathan Mayer is looking like goddamn.
No, see, the difference is, if I go overseas and I'm with this man and some shit go off on the wrong end, I automatically feel betrayed, because this man done worked on a cruise ship. He should understand.
Nah, my nigga.
Damn dynamics.
How etiquette and stuff like that,
yeah,
go.
Certain.
So,
to a degree.
No,
I'm not saying all of them.
I tell you what's gonna happen.
So it's okay for me to do some shit.
I'm gonna do what Van did, nigga. I'm gonna adopt a whole European personality, and I'm gonna carry one.
Are you gonna beat a nigga with a baguette?
Goddamn right.
No, he's gonna end up running into one person that remembers him from when he worked on the cruise ship. He's like, is that such and such and such? Oh yeah, that's me, blah blah humble humble humble. And then we all gonna be looking at him like, Sean, you just said,
I'm gonna shank a motherfucker with the charcuterie.
Yes, you can speak German good.
But I can say Deutsche, no?
He's like, I do speak German good. Like, well, my family's Irish. I can't do all that. But then this shit. And he's gonna fuck us up. That's what's gonna happen.
Nah, man. It's flawless.
You go to Europe, that man gonna fuck us up.
You know how I'm gonna fuck
him. Hell no, in the worst of ways.
No.
I know all the.
You know how
I like
I'm
to get
fuck
fucked up. I'm going to be the one that's going to get us to the party. He's going to be the one that can talk all the talk. But we can't talk it with him. That's going to be the fucked up thing.
I'm fucking up another way.
You are?
Yep.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to a special adventure of the Ninja Please Podcast.
Right.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host. I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas ever do it. I go by the name of Starman, a.k.a. Starman. You can find me wherever you find Starman, also known as Yuki, better known as Fox Blanc.
Fox.
Affectionately known as Shota Baby, commonly referred to as Jean Bonstantin, a.k.a. Gang Lorenz Tate. You know what I'm talking about. Today, you can call me Weekend Adams. Or the Sagittarius Shinobi. Better yet, the khaki-colored Kasune. Kyubecon. Some refer to me as Optimus Shine.
Yoga.
But newly, I have been cemented as Condoleezza's Fried Rice.
Downward Dog.
Respectfully referred to as the Off-White Ranger. Rest in peace, Virgil. Rest in peace, Jason David Frank. I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas to ever do it. Because that's just what we do. My ninjas. Introductions.
Well, over here, you got, for the first time and the last time, intermediate.
And
Because if you ain't popped up on the scene to find me yet, you ain't gonna see me for a while. Yeah, man, it's the one and only Tanuki. the Blue Lantern, the captain of the space pirate ship Arcadia.
I was ice was a little early.
Silver Surfer of the Surfer of the platinum variety.
Ice. Black ice.
Sky. Yeah, man. I mean, if you're gonna read the paper, just know.
Black and red, red all over.
Yeah. Circulate like the Sunday paper.
Easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah, that too. Little biscuits and gravy. You know what I mean?
Sounds
in a good way. The greatest of ways. Yeah, man, I'm here.
Anything.
Sage almost equal to heaven.
So close.
So close. Right there. The handsome Monkey King, Hanuman, aka Sun Wukong.
Ooh.
Spiritually known as.
Spiritually.
Uncle, brother, cousin.
Namaste.
Yeah, you know.
Chaturanga, my brother.
Interdimensionally known as.
Damn.
The Mando with the Bando.
Boom, boom, boom.
We here, bruh. Come find me down there. Yeah, come find me down there at Batu. Come and holler at your boy.
Oh, shit. Come out and play.
The Fist of Khonshu. Spiritually known as Uncle, Brother, Cousin.
Me in this thing.
Yeah.
Fresh. Let's try that again. I take a sip.
Sippy.
This Johnny Walker Black.
Black.
I'd pass it to you, had I known.
Black.
Don't do this thing for Mac, yo.
Ooh, for the Mackie.
It's your boy Ocean, man.
Wavy.
AKA Run fucking Mexico.
Arriba.
AKA Ralph Lipschitz.
Shit.
Shout out to my man's goddamn Polo.
Yeah.
Horses, baby.
Yes, sir.
Gandhi dancer.
Gandhi, baby.
Manager at your girlfriend's Burlington Throat Factory.
Guap.
You say bet. Burlington Throat.
Would you cut her throat? Throat baby.
Bought my pico from there.
Hey.
That's the wrong kind of pee, bro.
Hell no, it ain't.
Hey. You're tour manager for the up-and-coming Bill Cosby tour.
Coming, baby.
More ways than one. The black one, Carlo Esposito. Shout out to Kaleidoscope.
Shout out.
That shit was so good. We gonna talk about
drug dealer from Cracker Rock.
Damn.
The drug dealer from Cracker Rock.
The black Ted Koppel.
Nor I.
The black Walter.
Walter.
Which Walter you asked for? Weiss. Cronkite.
Yeah,
or White.
Walter Cronkite.
Yep.
On that kryptonite.
Yep. I was watching the anime and I wrote a name down, but I can't say it. Kabushk. I'm not even going to try that. YKK, the man that made your zipper.
YKK on your zipper.
Yeah.
Lick you like a lizard when I'm slizzing.
The researcher that found the snake clip. Real thing.
I got a show to do, nigga. Damn.
I got a list.
Your list long as fuck,
you
bro.
See it.
I see that shit. I'm like, nigga,
I'm the one leaving, and you got a list longer than me.
Like,
Dick Dastard.
Wrap that shit up, B.
Willie from work.
Shout out.
Don Chula. Friendlies will be wearing ties.
Hey, man, that's
on the heels of Martin Luther King birthday.
We got a special guest in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. He himself that is the man.
He is. He will be.
Who we got here?
Got Tay Dirt on the scene.
Okay.
You know, he's come through. They say I always look mean. I don't really look mean. I just look like this. I just wake up looking like this.
All right, Beyonce. Okay. Light skinned nigga energy. I love it.
You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Happy to be here for 2023. This is my second episode. I was here about a year ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, right on time.
Yeah. Good to have positive vibes rhyming with positive.
Absolutely.
Communication. You know what I mean?
Hey. Well, thank you, man. We in this thing.
What did that bring you?
Just tell the nigga I was gonna go home and watch Avengers right from that part right there. Contemplation
number one. All right. It's part of time, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. All right, man, let's get this thing off the ground. Did you finish Kaleidoscope?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
All right, I did.
No, I guess. No, did you or did you not?
I watched all 8 episodes. All
right, you finished Kaleidoscope.
I don't see how if I started from the back, it was going to change the difference. But
no, I mean, did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched all of it.
All right.
I love that shit.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, let's do this, man.
I did what I said I was going to do, nigga. I started in the middle.
Nah, because I got the Facebook, I got Netflix. They did it was an article where Netflix was like, look.
I don't give a fuck about what the white man tells me.
Whoa. Anyway, so I decided, you know what? I'm going to watch Kaleidoscope. It's a Tarantino film. That was how they described it. And I was like, nobody can do Tarantino like Tarantino. But you know what? Let me watch it this way to see what happens. So what I did was I watched Kaleidoscope in this order.
I'm going to say this real quick.
Before I get into disorder. Get
super in-depth, I don't think that it took them 25... I mean, it's very obvious. It didn't take them 25 years to shoot this. But if you're going to put... If you're going to put on the fucking synopsis, like, you're 25 years in the making, blah, 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 I would have thought that y'all shot certain parts of the movie throughout that 25-year... Nah. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it. But that's what... Y'all presented.
They also presented it as when you watch this shit, depending on how you watch it, the ending is going to be
different.
Different.
Mm-hmm.
And I get what they're saying, but how I thought it was going to be with all these 4,000 different possibilities, type of shit like that. I thought it was gonna be a little bit more expansive than what it is. I see what they did to me was beyond dope because.
Well, see, I'm on the other side of that. I realized it wasn't a Bandersnatch scenario.
I don't even know what Bandersnatch is.
Bandersnatch is the Netflix gave you the ability the one to watch interactive something and you can select
and choose what you wanna do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the thing about this is there is only one ending to this scenario.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you multiple ways
to get there.
To
watch how they get
unfold
to that ending.
And as I said,
they
from what they made it seem like, it made it seem like more like a Bandersnatch thing where it's like a fucking multiverse of possibilities.
I feel like it's only a couple I feel like it's only a couple episodes you could have watched that really gave a conclusive ending because I watched it. The order I watched it in was this. I watched in the order of Blue, which was 5 days before, followed by Green, which was 7 years before, followed by Yellow, which was 8 weeks before. Orange, which was
3 weeks
before. Violet, which was also Robert Townsend, 24 years before. Pink, 6 months before. White, The Heist. And Red, The Morning After. I watched it in that order.
That's the Tarantino setup?
Yes. Honestly, this is how I honestly probably should have watched it after watching it this way. The first one I would have watched would have been... The first one that I would have watched, honestly, 5 years before was fine. From 5 years before, I probably...
What's 5 years before?
No, honestly, the first episode I would have did was Green. Green was 27, was 7 years before. But I don't know.
Which one did you watch?
I like 24 years before. 24, honestly, 24 years before would have been the first one I did, which was Purple.
Violet.
Yep. Yeah. Violet.
Which one
yeah.
did you do?
I didn't do any of them because I couldn't pull them up on my phone until I put them up on my computer and I had already started watching it. I did what I told y'all I was going to do. I started at Orange.
Okay.
3 weeks before.
I started at Orange 3 weeks before.
Let me see. There's one. Let me see.
And I say, I was trying to see one when I put up my computer.
There is one that started with Orange.
But see, I didn't do it like that. I did Orange. I did it almost similar. I did Orange first, which is 3 weeks before. And then I did Violet, which is 24 years before. Then I did Blue, which is 5 days before. Then I did Red, which is I don't have it written down.
What's that was the morning after the heist.
Red was the morning after.
Mm-hmm. No, Red, yeah.
Yeah, morning after.
And then I did Pink, which is
6 months after.
6 months.
That was the last episode to me.
Months after. And then I did White. That's the actual
heist. The heist.
Mm-hmm.
And then after White, I did Yellow, which is
six weeks
before.
And then the last one I finished with was Green.
Seven years before. Yeah. 7 years before was jail, when the nigga was in jail.
The Robert Townsend.
That was honestly, Robin Townsend's episodes, the green one and the purple one, were two of my favorite episodes. Yeah. He did like three episodes. Yeah. I think it was the orange one, the green one, and the
Violet.
Like, Robin Townsend showed out directing his episodes. They were dope. Like, they were really dope. I really like seeing them in jail trying to figure out, you know, how they gonna get out. And the guy was like, bro, like, I ain't no master, you know, heister if I can't get myself out of jail. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker got himself out of jail. And I was like, damn, that's hard. Like, pulling that shit off. I didn't, honestly, bro, once that heist shit came and, you know, you got everything pulled together, I wouldn't spoil this for y'all. Who go watch this shit. Bro, I really hated how Buddy and his wife fucked up the whole shit. Like, they whole shit was really the big cause between a lot of the extra bullshit that added on.
Girl dickmatized.
Like, no, what it was with her, let me get her name, man, because what it was with, like,
Bob Goodwin was the guy that everybody hated.
Judy. I hated Judy, bro, because when Judy couldn't make up her mind.
She
double-crossed everybody and just couldn't make up her mind. So her ditching Buddy in prison to, like, get with, you know what I'm saying, like, her ditching Stan.
What was the name, Bobby or whatever? Couldn't do nothing but crack safes. Like, fuck you, bitch. Like, you knew this because they played him Huey to the left super hard.
Hard, bro. Like,
super hard. It's like,
bro,
you can't do
this
nothing
nigga
but sympathize
with
him.
She brought this nigga to the visitation. To me, that was the violation. It was just like, you could have did whatever you want to me.
Right.
Why is this nigga at my visitation?
Because,
why do I got to see this? I'm in jail. I can't get out.
I got locked up, and you was on the outside, and we had this understanding. And then when you brought that nigga in, that told me, yeah, I already know. You already done found you somebody else you can fuck without having to come and see me and all this kind of shit. Like, bruh.
Because I get it. He in jail. You really expect her to wait? No, but you don't bring that nigga to the visitation. So,
when and then him being as volatile as he was, like, bruh, you are not the motherfucker we need on this team.
No, Bob, I hated that nigga on the team because I was just like, man, fuck this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was useful, yes, but it was like,
you're too volatile, bruh. We need you for one certain thing, but if anybody else could have been trained to do it, they could have done your job. He realized that when he got fucked up, though. He was like, I can't do nothing but crack safes.
He only had one hand.
Yeah, when he got shot.
He shot.
Like, yeah,
you know why? Because he was doing too much.
Yeah,
that could have got the fuck out.
Exactly, bruh.
Say I'm a fucking moron. I'm a fucking moron.
Bam! You fucking idiot. Yeah, I watched the Usual Suspects one.
Mm.
I started with Pink, which was six months
after.
I did Violet, which was 24 years before. Then Green, 7 years. Yellow, 6 weeks before. Orange, 3 weeks before. Blue, 5 days before. White was the heist, of course. And then Red,
the morning after.
So that was mine.
I also did it another way. I watched 1 minute of Black.
1 minute, the trailer, essentially.
Yeah.
I watched 10 minutes of Green.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped in around minute 40 of episode Yellow. Watched 10 minutes of that. Then I jumped to 7-minute mark on Green. No, I just skipped around.
You didn't know shit.
Yeah, I just confused myself. So that's how I had my own, what did you call it, Boulder Crest? I had my own Boulder Crest experience with Stranger Thieves.
Honestly, if I could have changed anything, I would have watched it. I would have watched it.
Could have been a Stranger Things type scenario.
This is how I preferred if I would have watched it. It would have been Violet first. After Violet, it would have been blue, green, yellow, orange, white, red, and pink for last. That's how I honestly would have preferred to do it. To recap that, the first one I would have watched would have been Violet. Violet would have been first.
Okay, so say it again.
I would, if I could have redid it, I would have did it like this. Violet would have been first. Mm-hmm. All right, followed by blue, green, yellow, orange, white, red, pink.
That's basically the chronological order, except that you put blue in the green spot and moved everything else down. Because the kaleidoscope chronological form is Violet, which is 24 years, Green, which is 7 years, Yellow, which is 5 weeks. Wait, nope, 6 weeks. Orange, 3 weeks. Blue, 5 days. White, the highest. Red, the morning after. And pink, 6 months after.
I like the way that I did mine.
Yeah, I ain't too disappointed. It's just, you know, mine was just instead of green, yellow, orange, the one that I watched ended up being green, yellow, orange. Oh, it was green, yellow, orange.
Yeah, I did mine in the usual suspects.
Green, yellow, like, orange instead of orange, yellow, green.
Yeah, it introduced everybody and I was able to attach to all the characters, but even still, fuck Judy. She's a goddamn bitch.
Was it obvious to y'all that old girl was his daughter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was no shocker behind that revelation. Honestly, that's why I wanted to see the episode. The first episode was the one that explains his backstory. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to just known off rip, because then it can be like, okay, it's all about him. I can make him the center character, because he was always the center character.
Carlo Esposito. Mm-hmm.
That was real good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
A second season coming out, bro. Oh, like, they got to find out who did it.
Because if it's 24 years in the making, that means they've been writing and revising it for...
They said it was 25 years in the making.
What that means, they've been writing and revising that bitch for 20 years. Because the thing that we're shooting next month, that shit was wrote in 2007.
Yeah, that's cool and all, but I don't think that's what they mean. I think what they mean is
the story took place over the course of 25 years.
That makes sense.
If they really meant it that way, they would have started shooting it 25
years. Yeah, I think that's what they mean. In the story, 25 years.
That's what I thought at first, okay. And then when I started watching, they don't mean
it. Let me ask you this. All right, so So Leo is in prison, or Ray, or whatever you want to call him. He in prison. Espinito's character. He's in prison because the night they were pulling off this one big jewelry heist, his wife ended up coming into work, and, you know, there was no way for him to find out. So she was at work inside that building. His partner, in order to save the heist and get them the fuck out of there, was like, you know what, I'm going to burn this bitch. I'm going to start a fire to distract everybody. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, golf place.
Yeah. He ended up, you know, finding out his wife was there when he went outside, went back in to save his wife. Because what husband is not going to try to save their wife? Which ultimately, you know, just got him fucked up. His home, you know, when his homie came and he looked through it and was just like,
yo, you on the other side of the door, bro. All you got to do is open the door and pick her up and bring her out.
Yeah, because he was like, bro, you didn't do enough to save my wife. The dude was just kind of like, bro, I ain't mean to leave you hanging, but I'm getting the fuck out. Like, and it's like, damn, like...
It's like that situation where it's like, I'm on this side. My wife is on the other side of the couch right there. You're at the garage door over here.
Nah, I seen it.
And yeah, I mean, I'm just for them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I can't get to her. You can, because you're on the same side. So you open the door and come in, and you're like, shit, I'm out of here, bro. We can't do that. I'm gone. Yeah, I'm going to get you back.
Yeah, I'm going to hate you forever.
Yeah, I'm going to get you back.
The motherfucker ain't, you know, he just left. He ain't doing enough.
I've never seen you again since then.
He didn't do anything. Fuck something. He didn't do enough. He didn't do anything.
And he started the fire.
Because he asked. He was like, where is she? He's like, she's right there. Just go, come in the door and pick her up.
And then he just looked and was like.
He was like, I'm out.
He's like, bro, I got to run, bro.
Bye, nigga.
Yeah, I'm finna get my get back, bruh.
The thing about it is, by the time I think she was already dead when he about to got to her anyway. But to me, it'd have been the hell for, yeah, she died.
The fact that he didn't try.
He didn't try.
He didn't try.
Yeah.
You don't know if she would have survived or not.
At least kick a door open and blame it on temperature. Because,
you know, his guilt made him seek this dude's daughter out to make sure she had a job, had a future, and she was straight. He was like, I'm going to at least try to do right. Because there was guilt there. There was guilt that, damn, you know, your homie locked up, his wife dead, but you're going to make sure his daughter's straight. So the dude was like, at the very least, did that.
No, that was the sad thing about Salas, bro. He didn't have no remorse. That motherfucker was like, no, that's my homeboy's daughter. I'm fixing to cover this shit up. He didn't have no remorse.
I didn't think he knew.
No, he knew. He knew that was Buddy's daughter.
Oh.
He did.
That shit.
No, because when they had their one-on-one, when he went to the jail and sat down and talked to him, he said, so did you know? He was just like, bro, I tried to find her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know she was working with you. You know, I didn't even know you was. Bro, I didn't even, honestly.
That you decided to go this route, that you was going to be a, you know.
Bro, life got so.
New person.
My nigga, I made $1 billion. Like, my nigga, I got $1 billion. Nigga, I been stopped thinking about you. And it was like, but we still boys. Like, as soon as we catch up, we can.
You gave me this watch. That was why he kept that watch the whole Hublot time. He was like, yeah,
the Audemars, like, the Audemars Piguet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he saw that. And that's why he felt some type of way seeing it and looking back.
He's like, he's going to steal that motherfucker. He's like, I'm going to put this shit back.
But when he saw.
No, that was what told him. He was like, no, you know where you came from, but you don't want nobody else to know that shit. That was what that was. He didn't want to take the watch back. It was just the fact that he still had the watch. It was like, no, you won't.
You silence.
You won't deflect away from what you've done in the past, but you don't want nobody else to know that you did it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that was what that was.
So he just got him.
Yeah, sign me up.
they buried this nigga. Mm-hmm. They snitched on him, got him buried. Like, you know,
locked up
dude was like, let me talk to my lawyer. It was like, oh, yeah, you caught.
Yeah.
Because they said everything in there just to, like, take him down.
Mm-hmm.
What the daughter did, I felt like what Julie did was fucked up. What the daughter did was, like, I ain't saying it was fucked up.
Well, see, the thing about the daughter was she made sure that everybody else who was going to be attached to the job still had their bonds. They still could have got their money.
Everybody got one bun each.
Yeah, everybody
it was
still
enough.
Got
one bun each. Everybody got one bun each. I looked at that shit like maybe two. Everybody got maybe one.
They still got something.
Yeah, they still got. They still they had more than, and they told you, like, the most that they ever had at a high spot was 80,000. Because when you're stealing some shit, you gotta go to a fence, and the fence is gonna take 40% of what you know.
Yeah,
it's like taking stolen goods and having a pawn shop. A pawn shop don't go off.
Yeah, there's gonna be a conversion.
40-50%.
Yeah, because now you got to get rid of the bonds, and now the FBI is looking for the bonds, so you can't even cash them in right now.
Not those. Those were specific beyond the.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, predate 1982.
But I'm saying
bonds.
Them getting those bonds, and it's just like the FBI is like trying to track who got them, so we can find out who stole them.
Because they came from Nazis.
Just to find out what the daughter did. Was like, man, like when I saw the episode when she was holding
the FedEx.
If you can get off of them,
taking them shits in this.
Hell yeah.
And she put one bun on top, and underneath was just regular paper, construction paper.
Yeah.
I look at that shit like,
that gotta hurt.
And then she was like, she did it to her dad, and he was like, yo, I had other people who put their life on the line.
They were in cahoots. That's the whole thing. That's my idea. her and her daddy are in cahoots because he gave her the letter. He was like, yo.
She knew.
This is what you need to
know. But she fucked them over.
Yeah, she fucked them over.
No, she didn't fuck her dad.
She actually do fuck them over.
No, she didn't.
No, because he thought he was getting all, hold on. He thought
episode, what is that? Episode pink.
He thought he was getting all them buns, and when he opened it up.
Episode pink is, what is that?
The day after, ain't it?
Mm-mm. 6 months after.
That's when you see her with the baby. But she explains, like...
She wants to reconnect with him.
Absolutely.
She has a child.
Absolutely.
She's got all the money. She wants to give it back.
No, no, no.
She wants them.
The reason why she doesn't want to give it to her dad, what I suspect... And they talked about it. She washed the money for them triplets because if her dad would have went somewhere with them bear buns and cashed them in, them niggas would have killed them.
But he gave her the letter. He was like, yo, man, don't trust Silas because whatever he told you is a lie.
Yeah, and I think that's why she went along with his plan, but she was not about to let him just win because... Because she was just like...
Them folks were killed.
Beat a piece of kid because they circled back to that flashback where she told... Hold up.
They touched the FBI. Agent, she fell out.
Yeah, because the FBI agent was in the streets walking the dude, thinked their hand, and killed her. She didn't want her dad to die, so she was like, no, you can't steal from them.
At the same time, the whole, show me where you're strong, show me where you're brave, bruh. They were in cahoots together.
No, they were for the heist, but he did not know that his daughter had FedEx mailed them buns out.
You gotta remember on the pink episode, bruh.
That's what I'm talking about.
She sent him a letter with the baby. She wants to reconnect.
I'm not saying she don't.
She's got the money but and everything.
She already said that's to the Cayman Islands. Like, the triplets, what happened with the buns
that's
is...
That's the latest episode. The pink episode is the latest episode.
I know. What happened with the triplets was they told the American government our shit got stole and they use insurance to get money on the buns when in actuality, the buns were mailed to the Caymans. They still got the buns. But the daughter knew that her dad was coming to get the buns. Each fucking safe that they opened had so many, like, cases in there and they had one bun on top and everything else was just paper.
Yeah.
So, them the only buns that they getting. He didn't know that. He thought he was going to get billions in buns. But his daughter was like, no, dad, I had to save you from yourself. Y'all got them buns, but the rest of them buns gone because I want a relationship with you and I can't have a relationship with you if you dead. And them niggas would have killed you.
Only because she's been working with him for this long.
7 years.
She knows how to transfer them so that the money, the full extent of the, what do you call it? When they say you got liquid whatever and whatever, that's what it is.
Yeah,
that's what she knew how to transfer that shit over so that they wouldn't have to worry.
I'm pretty sure the triplets making sure she's straight because she straight let them double dip.
She double dipping.
No, the triplets.
No,
because they got an insurance plan.
She's got nothing to do with it.
No,
that one nigga.
No, she told them.
She told them. On the episode,
she's like, that sounds risky.
She told.
The triplets are going to file an insurance claim on their buns.
On their buns.
To recoup the $7.3 billion to wash it. Because, bro, washing $7.3 billion in like 6 hours is crazy to ask a nigga.
No, I mean, like, but Buddy said that. He was like, I can't do nothing about
those
that.
Buns were mailed to the Caymans. So think about this. They still have the buns, but as far as the U.S. government knows, your shit was stole. And we get to use that to get the insurance money. She told the triplets the whole plan, so the triplets making sure she's straight. So her thing is like, dad, you don't have to fucking steal. You can come and live with me and have a relationship with me and your grandbaby. But the truth is, dad, you care more about being a thief than you care about being a father, and that hurts. But I'm here when you want to be here.
He really don't.
No, he absolutely did, because for 25 years, he was stuck on getting this nigga back when he could have got out and just had a relationship with his daughter.
No, he was stuck on that shit until he realized that his daughter was directly connected to her, to him, and then he was like, no.
Yeah, because
now I have a personal vendetta because You got all my shit and my daughter, and now I can get my daughter.
Because he knew what it was. Because he was like, wait a minute, so you working with Silas. I didn't give you a job at Silas's firm. Why does... So he already knew when Silas sat down with him and he was like, nigga, I already know you. Like, so why my daughter work for you? He was like, be honest with you, bro. I felt bad about what happened with you and your wife. And I made sure I sought her out. I looked her up and made sure that she had a job. And he's just like, so you want me to just feel like you my boy because you made sure she got a job? Like, nigga, I'm in here because of you. I'm here because of you. And he was like, bro, you ain't here because of me. You in here because... You did what you did, and I get it. That was your wife, but that ain't my fault. That nigga, he was like, bro, how the fuck is that my fault? You ain't do nothing. He was just like, bro, regardless, bro, you could have been rich with me if you would have just said, fuck that, and just came with me. Because there wasn't nothing you could do to save.
Very true.
And, you know, I felt like when he came at him like that, it's just like, bro, he had this whole family. He said, but the moment he decided to do that mission with him, the one thing I did like is he was honest. His wife knew he was a thief and knew that was the side hustle. I like the fact that she knew that was the side hustle, but was just like, well, just don't get in too deep.
Don't fuck up our lives.
That miscommunication between them, because that motherfucker firing her and shaming her and then calling her back, she felt like she had to take that because of the financial predicament they was in. So she took this job even after the nigga dehumanized her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't finna talk to my wife like that. Like, nah, bro. What the fuck? She brought our daughter to work. Nigga, chill. You just don't like me because I'm black. Like, at this point, you racist, and I just want to beat your ass. But he can't, so he didn't. But them folks didn't care about his wife. They said, like, they treated her
like that, I got to agree.
Because when she went back to get the job, like, he didn't know that. So, of course, he got to go save her. But my whole thing was like, you know, the FBI coming to get you. Like, at that point, they were like, somebody seen you, you did what you did. He would have had to get out of town that night anyway. So don't nobody catch him.
And I mean, it's a fucking hurricane, bro. It still would have been tough.
So, them doing the heist, that shit was fucked up. I would have liked, they went through, because everybody that was involved with it, the biggest thing that fucked me up is everybody that was involved with the heist didn't get a chance to walk away with nothing. I really hate how that girl tore all them up. She done killed the little Asian nigga, then shot him. Old buddy just happened.
Who didn't deserve it, bro? What's his name? RJ?
Yeah, he didn't deserve that shit, bro. These niggas in a car crying, listening to podcasts and shit. Oh, yeah, you got to get, this is really raw. Into my way, man, dog. Like, and then
didn't deserve that, bro.
Then Shotta gonna feel bad. Like, You broke his whole throat.
You fucked up three niggas, bro. Like, the dude who went to prison for you, then the nigga you decided to run cons with while he was locked up.
And then the driver who tried to save you from a nigga that was beating your ass.
Exactly. You killed three motherfuckers. You ultimately responsible.
Traumatized.
By this bitch. All because she had a mole above her lip and them bitches was pouty. That's all it took.
Bruh, she, like...
Because she was cute. Bob. But I mean, goddamn, bro. Bob clocked my ass. Fuck that shit, bro.
That's what her mind...
Her whole thing... No, because the whole thing was, you see how interpersonal that... Like, how personal that shit was between all of them. They got this whole triangle going on. Mm-hmm. The nigga who... She the one that got away from him. The other dude got her, but he don't appreciate her. He just like, somebody supposed to get me. She here, bro. Like, it could be anybody, but it's her. Matter of fact, it ain't.
No, I love the nigga who went to prison, but I have to be with him.
Y'all noticed that she, in the relationship with Bob in them episodes, they never showed her having sex with the other dudes.
Nope.
They always showed her fucking Bob.
Yep.
Because she was, it happens, bro. She was just dickmatized. She was just dickmatized by a dude who was fucking her brains out. Smart as fuck.
It's the opposite.
Because that nigga got his hand
fucked up and knew he couldn't crack a safe no more, but still did the fucking shit.
No. He could still crack a safe. He just couldn't only have a hand.
But he heard it though.
So you've been cracking safes
your whole life on your own.
His job.
And now you're gonna crack a safe with the nigga who you've been fucking for the past 2-3 years. Her ex-boyfriend? Now you're gonna do that? She played the fuck out of him, dog.
Out of Bob or the other dude?
Out of buddy who got his hand shot.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah. She fucked him.
Fuck Bob.
Yeah, fuck Bob.
Because he was full of shit. But I'm not saying that she did not play him.
Who, Bob?
Yeah.
Bro, she was just going to jump.
Fuck him because she was full of shit.
No, not. The thing is, she was going.
She killed a nigga for Bob.
Yes.
She would not have.
She killed a nigga for Bob.
But she killed the other motherfucker for him.
That's my whole point.
She killed that other motherfucker for him, though, because she still loved him.
My nigga, she couldn't make her fucking mind up.
And then at the end, we don't know about RJ.
We don't know if she left or went back to the other dude when she saw the fucking money out of his car.
And then you don't know what the thing about her and RJ was, because it was like, what? Are her and RJ like brother sister type thing?
That's what I always thought.
But at that moment when they hugged at the end, it was like, I don't know. Like, is she just trying to play her feminine wiles on everybody?
I know what season two gonna be. Season two is gonna be Silas's son teaming up with Espedito.
Oh, yeah.
Who's gonna carry out. Because once I seen the nigga with the t-shirt, and I was like, that's the same shirt. Okay, that's the son.
Yep. Yeah,
same fucking t-shirt. I was like, okay, so he's who's skating
Carlos
off.
Is dead.
He's who's skating off into the sun on the pink episode at the end. I was like, okay, it's Silas's son.
And who clapped Ray? He's in the tunnel. Or did he get clapped?
No, that's what I'm saying.
No,
Ray was walking off with Silas's son at the end of the pink episode.
Yeah,
that's who was with. He wasn't with old buddy that got dumped by the girl.
Last episode.
It's the same t-shirt. It's the same t-shirt the son had when the dad, Silas, realized he was being robbed. He had that shirt with all the little Tetris colors on it. They zoomed in on that shirt, and that's what became pink at the end of the episode, was the square on his fucking shirt.
Yep.
That's when I put it. That shit kind of was mind blowing. I ain't gonna even lie. That shit was like, nice little detail. I like how they use colors to highlight the episodes. The green episode had a lot of green. The blue had a lot of blue.
The pink episode was the first episode. So I saw the last episode first. And then I got an introduction to all the characters. And then they did the heist.
I'm gonna watch. Next time I watch it, I'm gonna watch white first.
The heist first.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch. My wife ain't seen it yet. He just caught me in the middle of it, and then I was watching it with somebody else. I'm like, man, you can just start any episode, bro. I'm telling you.
Just watch it.
Any episode. You really could. And then it's just go like,
from there. Like, this won't affect. Like, you can watch
you
this shit right.
You gotta pay fucking attention. You can't just put it on and then, like, not pay attention to what's going on. You have to pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
And then actively decide what episode you're gonna watch.
Yeah, Kaleidoscope is really innovative in the sense of, you know, storytelling. I haven't seen storytelling like that. I shot to Netflix. I would love for Netflix to get like an algorithmic software. Like, I would really like something to be working to the software where it doesn't do it in just one solid order. You really can like select it and select what episode. Mm-hmm. For this, I felt like, if you select the blue, you should be able to select what the... You should be able to make a playlist with this series and put it in order.
Yeah, because the thing that pissed me
and just
off
let it,
was
and just let it play one after another.
Intro, it didn't let you choose. It just decided to go to the next one.
Yeah, like, so I had to go to episodes and more, scroll down, select one. After I'm done with that one, stop, go back, scroll up, go select this one, and come back down. I had to do that. And it was like, damn, I actually had to do work to watch this. I couldn't rely on the episode to say next. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would have just landed on an episode that wasn't in order.
Bandersnatch, I hate to have to keep going back to it, but it did do that right. It was like, once you get to the checkpoint where you have to make a decision, it lets you actively do it.
That's why I wanted. It's this anime movie that's coming out. It came out last year in Japan. It's two parts to it. There's a side A and a side B. And depending on which one you watch first, changes the whole story. Like, that's how they made it. It was two back-to-back. Depending on which one you watch first, you get to change the whole story.
Okay.
I know. I keep bringing that shit up, like week to week. But I'm definitely waiting for that shit to, like, you know, come, at least to the theaters.
We live in the mobile super, call that shit, not introspective, but interactive.
That time I got reincarnated as a slime, anime movie is coming out in the theaters this Friday.
Now, bro, I mean, it's like, let people make choices.
Yeah, I mean, you know, media letting you do that is one thing, you know. At least you get some choices. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to.
When is Avatar coming out? When is Avatar coming on?
Hmm?
The Last Airbender, Avatar.
That's on Paramount right now.
Okay.
But they're getting a new, I do have an article about that. They are currently developing a new season of it. It's going to be the third incarnation after set after The Legend of Korra. One thing I like about Avatar is the original Avatar to me seemed like life would have been in the 19th century. Korra was in the 19th century. I mean, the 20th century. So I'm hoping that, Korra was probably in the 1800s. So I say 19th century. So hopefully the next one that they do.
Yeah, because they were clearly in the, 16th, 17th century and with Aang's time.
Yeah, but in Korra, they had cars. You know what I'm saying? They were coming out with cars. So I was like, okay, this is in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Hopefully it'll be around, something a little more modern. I don't want flying space cars and avatars. I feel like you're doing too much. I feel like there's a gap in there you can explore. Mm-hmm. But I already told you, if I was to do Avatar, I'd do something about these kids in a New York metro city, a metro city type of setting. But
the spirit of the Avatar then left over there. It's gone somewhere else.
Yeah, it can travel anywhere. But in this kind of world, I do think about it. I watch a lot of anime in which people got elemental powers and things that you can do. In the world of Avatar, okay, so the world of My Hero Academia, only 80% of the population gets a quirk. Some of these quirks are anamorphic. You might look like an animal. You might even look like a fucking spray bottle.
Yeah, I was about to say, some of them are pointless quirks, too. It's not all the powers are useful.
My Hero, after this past two seasons, I ain't gonna lie, that shit didn't...
You can turn it to a book, but you can't even turn your own pages. You're just a book on the table.
You can resemble anything, but in the world of Avatar, you got people who can bend and people who can't. People who can bend...
You train.
That shit get passed down. Once you get your power, you get your power. Whatever it is. And... I think about in modern times, once you modernize the military, I do question, Avatar makes me believe that even with those powers, we would still develop technologies, because I do question.
I could see them doing that in Avatar, people finding a way to give them artificial Avatar. Well, no, they're armies. They're already weaponizing their
abilities.
Their abilities to bend. It's giving them artificial bending abilities. Like you said, the people who can't bend. But you're strong and you're a fighter, so we need you.
My thing would be this. All right, we're in the modern times. We're in the 1990s, but it's Avatar world. Your homegirl, who is a waterbender, she got a job at Whitewater just making niggas go down the slide. That's what she's doing all summer to make her money is getting you down the slide. Mm-hmm. And... If I'm paying you $7.75 to do that shit, and this nigga ain't even got powers, nigga, I'm not hiring you, nigga. So, at what point am I just completely frustrated and feel like a second-class citizen to the people who got powers? Right. At that point, I'm feeling like if you got powers, you can't be president. If you got powers, you can't be no leader because...
You don't know what it's like to be a regular person.
Thank you.
And stop me.
And then, thank you, because we're still human. It's like, now we got to draw a new line.
Your ass right on out of my face.
We got to draw a new line of humanity. So what ends
over
up...
Over there.
But, I've seen...
Non-powered motherfuckers need to be.
So you isolate them into a certain world.
Isolate themselves so they don't want to be with me in my waterbending ways.
Well, no. Now you got a world of Attack on Titan. Now we just finna go to war, nigga. You ain't finna treat me like shit.
I am. And then there's already a war between the different benders because different realms already fight against each other. So now you got the regular people fighting against the benders, period.
Niggas who got fire really out here feeling like, I'm finna take over everybody else. And then think about it. The messed up thing is, when all this shit got passed down, the monks, the most peaceful motherfuckers on earth, they got the power and they eunuchs. See, that's the thing that they didn't talk about. Aang was not a eunuch because he died. They don't address that shit, but all the rest of them old men were eunuchs.
Yeah. They didn't want for a wife or anything. They spent their whole lives being the Avatar.
They spent their whole lives being monks. They were just monks.
You're talking about just the monks themselves.
Okay. The monks that got the air powers, these niggas were eunuchs.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't want for anything. They just studied to focus their wind power.
It's like Yang, bro. It's just like, Yang, you gon' once you become an age, you know what I'm saying, you just keeping the bloodline going, but ultimately it ain't putting over there. It's millions of every other people who can bend.
I think the only other one who wasn't a eunuch was the crazy old guy that Aang liked. The other avatar, the old guy from the wind
village.
Yeah, because I think about the possibility of like something back then, like if you're a holy man, or maybe you just, you know, abstaining from sex, and that could be it. You don't have to be a eunuch, but I do know
they just fully abstain.
If you serve the crown in some kind of spiritual position, yeah, like all the guards had to be eunuchs. We watch Game of Thrones and been like, bro, if y'all made all the knights eunuchs, y'all wouldn't have to deal with the issue that y'all in.
But I think that's what
the Unsullied.
That's what made them was yeah, the Unsullied were different. Yeah, they were untouchables, is what you would call them in the Muslim Indian.
You know why? Because you're so tough. Because like that type, that form of genital manipulation will kill you. It can kill you. Mm-hmm. So think about it. Back in the time where you did not have. Did not have the technology to like
be able to do that.
You removing someone's sexual organs, bro. This like you taking
very important arteries are down there. Veins and arteries are down there. And they didn't know how to do that shit a lot back then. That's why they had maesters who were the equivalent of your alchemist and your doctor. They knew all of it.
Through trial and error.
Yeah, exactly. Through trial and error, because they weren't always right.
Like, we got to stop this shit from bleeding somehow. How do we stop this shit from bleeding?
To be honest with you, the king should have died a long time ago with all that maggot treatment. He should have been... The maggots should have been eating him.
I mean, the maggots were eating the dead flesh, because that's what they do, though.
Yeah, but that's not helping him heal. It's not
treating an infection.
Yeah, it's not treating it.
It's just eating the dead skin.
Eating all the infection that keeps coming back every day. They just slowly eating him. It wasn't helping him stay alive.
I mean, that shit kept his old ass alive. He lost a whole eye.
That motherfucker was... He's the immortal king. That motherfucker just had it in him, dog.
Yeah, heroin.
Heroin is a strong motherfucker, boy.
Right? He's just hopping on heroin for a few decades, bro. You ever...
It wasn't even heroin, dog. Because they were putting poppy shit in there.
That's what I mean. Like,
he was hopped up on something else.
Like back then, though. Like, I mean,
milk of the poppy.
And think about it. They gonna call the lady a witch. The lady was just like, look, you ain't got to do none of that, bro. Just put this shit in this nigga tea every night. This nigga's never gonna want to fuck.
Right.
He's a witch.
And just
burn
keep
her.
This man calm all day, every day. And one day he'll just pass away peacefully.
Wednesday Adams.
He was like, no, when my family gets here, I need to be clear of mine. Bitch, I know what you've been doing to me. Let you do it because I'm in so much pain.
Like, if they ever did, like, a mass lawsuit against doctors, against like racist white doctors who purposely would botch circumcisions just to fuck up a black man.
How many would they get?
You mean the doctor that operated on Martin Luther King?
How many people would do that?
I'm just saying in the sense of like...
Nah, bro, I'm inadequate in the bedroom, and I resent everyone I see that comes through here. So I'm finna fuck it up.
Mm-hmm. Nigga was like, hold on, snip. Like, bro, but think about it though. If there was a mass campaign that went out to purposely botch the circumcisions of black men in order to like keep their population down, just entertaining that idea, like, bro, just think about how dark that shit goes. Cause you're like, wait a minute, you did what?
Yep.
Just botched it. Like, your shit gonna half work.
Period. That's the legitimately.
That's legitimately. No, it's
half
because,
work.
It's because
that's all you got.
No. Because it's on Vibrate, right? When I was listening to the Love Below recently, Andre 3000 was like on Vibrate. He was talking about something about to come to circumcision, the very motherfucker that brought you in this motherfucker. And you know, it was just like, what you talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? But in that moment, you know, I'm chilling. I'm listening to the Love Below, and I'm like thinking, like, damn, he talking about the Love Below. That mean that they desensitized the shit that, you know, brought you in this world. So you, oh shit. So if you fuck that up, I mean, this is straight hit the blunt. Mm-hmm. Andre 3000 say some shit. Yo, they fucking niggas shit up on purpose. It's just random phones.
They can do.
Random, right. Think nothing of it. Oh, no, it's an accident here.
And it doesn't. Now you mortally scarred for life. And now every time a girl see your dick, like, oh my God. Now you don't even want to pull your pants down no more.
No, because motherfuckers like, you know, it's just like you and your genital manipulation. And I was like, you talking about, oh. And then it coming to think as a dude, you just like, well, I mean, I was too young to feel it or remember feeling that shit, so yeah, I ain't tripping.
Yeah, if that's a trauma of my childhood life, that shit is buried deep. I don't remember that shit.
Shout out to Omarion who did that shit when he was an adult. Cause whew.
Bruh, I mean Jesus.
Well, you're gonna have to put me to sleep.
Yeah, I'm not fisting to just
you gotta put me bruh. To
I'm sleeping for like a
find me the best anesthesiologist.
Right, cause there's no way y'all just gonna hit me with the numbing cream and then I'm gonna look at that shit the whole time and I'm not gonna be able to do that. Yeah. Like
now, listen, I had no idea that Omarion did that. Thank you for ruining my Saturday.
I learned on that Breakfast Club.
Just imagine, they it's doing not Breakfast very Club many,
Rewind, so it's
I
like...
I never knew that.
There's not that many
uncircumcised
men in the world, so I'm sure...
I never knew. But it's not a lot, especially for Americans, but...
European, probably.
European and certain, like... island people too, but I mean it's not, you know, Western. We believe in circumcision, but
well, it's religious based. It ain't necessarily region. It ain't just Westerners. That's religious based. That's your boys that started that. So,
Mexicans,
blonde hair, blue eyes. He was fucked up, yo. Okay, don't leave AIs alone, bro. Cause those who make a conclusion on how to solve all every motherfucking thing is the same shit Ultron and them always come to. It's just like, you know what? We just gonna get rid of y'all. Cause
get
y'all.
Get rid of them.
It's just like, dog, like, you just can't.
They can't get
you
along
can't expect
with
nobody
each other.
To. Like, think about it. Cause, like, any AI just needs empathy, bro. Because as humans, we're too contradictory. So it's just like, bro, we need someone who just empathy. And there's reason. And the ability to provide a gray area to a scenario, right? Sometimes shit be
a reasonable gray area.
A reasonable gray area. Within
everybody
reason.
Everybody tries to use the gray area. Like, well, you can't. Like, nigga, there's a right and wrong in this case. Like, you stop trying to deflect fucking acceptance of responsibility. But I agree with that. There needs to be an AI with the right combination of compassion, understanding, and gray area. An analyzation or whatever the word is you want to use for it so it can come to reasonable conclusions.
This is how you solve AIs. And I feel like the moment I said that, I'm changing the old shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
So here it goes.
You're putting
here,
it out there by saying.
Oh, shit.
Here it goes. We got to be pets. We got to be pets.
We got to be on some fucking Wall-E shit, but we can't get... super dependent and lazy. Yeah,
we got to be the pets of the robots. They really got to look at us like them. Know how to depict the Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie back in the day where they had a little dog. Like, oh, this is my precious little dog and blah, blah, blah. No, you know how the old lady got her robots maintain us. Maintain. That has to be the goal. It can't be y'all. Robots can't
like how
be.
You would put a robot in a greenhouse and let it take care of the flowers and so they grow to the fullest. That's what they need to do.
We need to be the flowers, bro. We got to be the flowers or the pets.
Then they'll kill you.
No.
No, that's where AI...
If they're doing what you say, I agree. If we become pets of AI, they're going to kill us. Because they're going to figure out that we are not worth it. And they're going to eliminate... That's the thing that you were talking about.
Their ultimate purpose is...
They got to have empathy, but they're zeros and ones, so they don't have that.
No, that's the whole point. In order,
that's where creating that perfect AI consciousness...
Because you're taking care of something that's not... You're taking care of your pet.
It's going to have to be a hybrid AI, bro.
That's what I was talking about last week, though.
We got to be plants or pets, shawty.
Yep, I'd rather be a plant. Yeah. I'd rather be a plant than a pet.
I'm good with either. I'm just simply saying, bro, I think we got to be...
You need plants. A microwave.
I'd rather be a pet because plants don't... You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you forget to water your plant because your plant can't bark.
Sometimes you forget
your plant
dog.
Can't tell you shit.
Your plant can't tell you, bro, I'm thirsty.
It's
you know,
just there.
But my dog can come scratching to me like, motherfucker, like...
It's time to eat, dog. What
like,
are you doing?
Like, where the food at? Like, I want that. You had some hot wings. Can I lick
fuck
that?
AI.
Right, let me
get can't
it.
Reason with it. It's going to
have to be a hybrid. There's going to have to be a person trust.
There's going
to
be somebody definitely going to fuck a robot.
Because they're going to
have to upload and integrate with it.
No, what we're doing
robots.
What we're doing with robots, we're creating a slave class. We're literally telling your function is to serve and be
yes. And they're going to kill you because damn it, I don't want to say this, but here we are.
I mean, the three laws are supposed to keep that from happening.
If you make something into servitude, like how you made black people into servitude, some of them are going to fucking kill you.
Well, the three laws that are in all AIs, this ain't long.
If you make robots that can think into servitude, they're going to learn that the thing that's making them into servitude probably doesn't need to be there. And that is what all of these movies are based on, that with these AI things come and fucking kill you, like, oh, this thing is not fucking necessary. And that's what I was talking about last week. They have to make the AI to where it is sentient, but like you said, it has to have some type of empathy in it. But the AI that they're developing now is just zeros and ones.
No, I'm got to be integrated with a person.
The Elon Musk.
But that means...
Hell no, not him. He's not a human either. No,
hold on, but that would mean people to volunteer. People are going to have to volunteer in order to push that level. And I'm one of them people, like, think about it. You be like,
you're gonna get the AI
pick
chip.
Somebody, you be like, man, y'all picking him because he's famous, not because he's a good person. Right. That person's not a good person. And I don't want no person to motherfucking AI.
The person who becomes the AI companion does not need to be famous. First off, if you're famous, you are automatically out of the running. That you cannot be famous and be the person who's gonna be.
Oh, with that being said.
I mean, you can't be like a worthless celebrity, but...
No, with that being said, you merge with this tech, right? I am a strong believer in nothing new under the sun.
Right.
So, does it go back to things in ancient apocalypse Netflix series years, thousands of years ago when these people were...
Yeah,
when you look at creation stories, it's always talking about
robots and like ancient Rome and shit.
They talk about how Titans, gods with the lowercase g, whatever creation story you look at, it talked about how they intermingled with civilization.
Right.
If you even look at,
they tell you aliens got little robots though.
Yeah, you know, like if you look at all of that stuff, it all circumvents or it all comes back to. These things merged before.
Mm-hmm.
So what y'all are saying is we got to go back to what happened X amount of thousand years ago.
I mean, yeah. I'm not going to refute that. I just think at this point, instead of creating AIs...
Get the X-Files music.
Instead of the AIs being a servient...
Instead of them being Drake.
Slavery class of people. No, instead of them being like...
Like things.
No, we don't want. We don't want the AI to be Django. Django's 10 years old now, but we don't want the AI to be Django, and we don't want to be the nigga serving white cake. That's not what we want.
Continue to treat that shit like you treat your computer and your phone. They are tools that you respect for their purpose.
Yeah, but some people do nasty things to their phone.
Your purpose,
and that's your fault, and that's...
Your purpose is to pamper me as your pet. That is your purpose is to pamper me as your pet. Improve my life quality while maintaining your life quality. So that it does... Because you know what? For your pet...
And a lot of entitled people will learn really quickly you can't be that entitled with a robot like
because
that.
Because it will kill you.
Exactly. So... It's gonna re-equal the playing field because it's gonna put a lot of shit in perspective.
But therein lies, to me, the slippery slope. Some people are assholes. Like, some people are gonna try
to
fuck
these... robot will eliminate that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Some people are gonna try to fuck these robots. These robots are like,
Elon Musk already said he's making a female version of his fucking human bot. Yeah, there's gonna be sex bots.
No, I know that.
You watch Futurama?
Listen. What I'm trying to say is that some of these robots is not going to be like, I don't want you to fuck me, all right? Because I'm a goddamn robot.
I mean...
So I'm not going to get anything from this because I'm a goddamn robot.
But you just said the robots have no emotion, but now you're saying the robot's going to build up this resentment, rage for people trying to fuck it. It's a tool. It's not going to care.
Because that's what happens after a while.
No, it's a tool. It's not going to care.
No, this is a tool. All right.
If you try to fuck that lighter, it's not going to care.
Exactly. But a robot lighter
will. Like, no, Rosie. Think Rosie, right? Rosie from the Jetsons. If one of them she people try to emotion. Fuck Rosie, that's what I'm saying.
Hold on, hold on.
But she started out.
Have emotion.
But no.
Hold on, let me interject here. Hold on.
Because if you try to Rosie.
No.
You see the thing that I made. Niggas, the claws in the fire.
Look.
Yeah.
You don't know what a Persicom is, but there's a world where people
make
Persicoms. A personal computer. Persicom.
In the shape of a human, anatomically correct.
Yeah.
Male and female.
People made computers that they could do whatever they wanted to the computer because they wanted to do stuff to people but didn't want to talk to actual people.
Yeah.
So you get a computer.
As long as we don't end up in the handmade May world where everybody ended up getting Persicoms and then everybody
like
got socially awkward.
Like, that's Rosie for real. Like, this this robot looks like a real human and I can't even tell.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
Until you got to plug it in.
And she can get pregnant, which is, no, that's the wild shit. This is a walking, like, she can give birth. Like, hold on, bro.
What? Where is the life coming from? How? Y'all put an artificial womb in there.
Bruh.
Yeah, that's what they did with a store of eggs and now you can fuck it and have a baby.
We talk about on Dragon Ball, that's 18 all the way.
But what if that robot doesn't want you to fuck it?
Then you need Super Saiyans, nigga, damn.
Yeah, I mean, you see, it doesn't matter. It's a tool. The robot's just going, well, I'm powering down, man. You're just going to hump me all you want. It don't matter.
Or... That's your flesh, and then it rips it out.
No,
grabs your
what
spine,
I'm saying is
and
this.
It downloads your fucking DNA. It downloads fucking 600 petra.
It won't download your DNA.
Petabytes out of my fucking spine.
It won't download your DNA because you're a degenerate because you keep trying to fuck the robot and it doesn't want that and that will not perpetuate. Right. It won't perpetuate mankind.
No. Hold on.
Respect you, bro.
That's what it sounds like.
The robot respects.
I'm not talking about me. Fuck this. I'm not trying to fuck a robot. So let's get this shit straight. I'm not talking about me.
Now,
I still want to fuck humans.
Go out 3,000.
But... That shit is weird.
Where
do
you think
they
came from?
AI. But that shit rips out your spine. Mm-hmm. Downloads 600 petabytes of, 13.5 billion DNA. Mm-hmm. And it just insta-loads itself. And then it goes, you know what? Humans are fuck niggas. They've been fuck niggas since 13.5 billion years ago.
Bro.
I need to upload this to the cloud. And then here we go. We got Terminator, and they're trying to kill humans. And it all started because I told you niggas that Drake was out there.
What did that do with Drake?
Because he's a robot, too.
You say because he's a robot?
Yeah.
Nah, this shit started when the king killed...
I know he's a fucking robot.
The king's wife died, and he made his...
Elvis's wife?
He made his daughters eat their mother's flesh to gain her giant powers in order to conquer and stop his enemies, which was everybody scared of giants because y'all eat people.
Giant naked people eaters, bro. That shit, that show...
Yeah.
That show tripped me out, but it intrigued me from the jump.
But the Giants originated from this random-ass person making a deal with a little weird-ass demon.
Demons, bro. Chainsaw
Titans.
Man. Nigga made a deal with a demon. Got a demon heart. Nigga turned into a damn chainsaw.
And then, like I said, that shit just evolves into
this
Titans.
This motherfucker turns into a naked-ass giant. Yeah.
With the Greek mythology, like, oh, this shit is motherfucking fire. And they're eating people. Brutally.
You get a new season in 2023.
Kratos killed them all, so they won that fight, so.
Ooh.
Motherfuckers.
They won that fight because Kratos murked them all.
And Kratos ain't go to Japan, though.
Hey, if that nigga does decide to go over there, I mean, I hate it for him.
It's my long-standing conspiracy about one Canadian Jewish robot that runs off Sprite. The new conspiracy theory is that in addition to him being an artificial intelligence sentient being that runs off Sprite, head Jew.
Okay. Okay.
You gonna keep going till Drake just make a song called Flamingo Shirt Poppy. And then it's gonna change the whole dynamic.
That's how you know. That's when I'm gonna know he's on to me.
It'll be too late then.
Nah, got an ace in the hole.
He's like, I got an ace in the hole.
Preparing for it for a minute.
I'm preparing for all my life.
Man, this piece right here makes it complete.
All right, he's like, look, y'all think it's a game. See, you done fucked around and gave this man all the pieces he needs.
Oh, well, you know. Well, I got something.
Completes it.
What in the fuck?
What?
Stop normalizing the grind and start normalizing crack pants.
Crack pants?
Yeah.
That's on your list.
Are those pants made out of crack?
Pants with crack on it. Crack. Just everywhere on it.
I can't condone none of that.
Why is... First off, who's still smoking crack in 2023? There's so much better drugs out here. There's fentanyl.
Wow.
You didn't try fentanyl.
I mean,
you should. Hands.
No. You look the at, thoughts and opinions of Ocean are the Ocean, thoughts no, and opinions
I'm not
Ocean.
Talking about like some shit you find off the street.
No. Bro, people are ODing from fentanyl. You think I'm...
No. People are taking fucking fentanyl off the fucking streets. Pure pharmaceutical grade... What? Listen, this is another reason why the black community will never be taken serious.
All right, Randy. Crap. Whoa.
Yeah, say that again.
Crack pants.
Oh, wow.
Crack pants.
Oh, be... He goes to jail.
No.
I know niggas gonna say some controversial shit right now, but you feel me?
Ain't shit controversial about the bullshit!
Look. I have people just do all this shit for clout.
Hey, these people do TikTok dances and
I'm not gonna be wearing crack pants for clout, I tell you that right now.
Hey, these people that like play pranks on people in the store, and then you can make, oh, it's a prank. Like,
well, it depends on what kind of prank it is. Like, when certain ones, it's like, yeah, bro, you deserve your ass whooped.
It's a dude named White Dolomite, and he goes around in overalls and goes up to black people and be like, hey, you hand me that thing over there, boy.
Oh, see.
Ease. Won't even get the word it's a prank out. Just tuck his ass up under the fucking, just clear a little, just tuck his ass up under, clear a whole little section and flip his little ass or right up under that little aisle, clean up on aisle 3. Forgot where I was going with that before you showed me crack pants.